Chapter 73. The third chamber was not subdivided. It was in its original state. It was a tunnel, roughly semicircular in section, 40 feet wide, maybe 400 feet long, just over head high at the side walls, perhaps 30 feet tall at the peak of the vaulted ceiling. It was formed from concrete, poured and cast like the outside, with wood grain showing here and there, with stepped curves, with thin ragged ribs and seams where the formwork had leaked. It was unpainted, but no longer raw. It was mellow and faded and dusty, after many patient decades. It had a blank wall at the far end, and it had blast-proof doors at the near end, with a mechanism exactly like the one Reacher had used in the center chamber. It was not empty. All along the center of the space was a nose-to-tail line of enormous flatbed semi-trailers. No tractor units, just the trailers, one after the other, like a traffic jam on the highway. Each trailer was close to 50 feet long and 12 feet wide. There were 8 of them. Each of them had 4 load-bearing axles at the rear and 2 huge cantilevered arms at the front, first rearing up at a steep angle and then reaching forward at a shallower angle, ready to latch into the tractor unit, like gigantic insect antennas. They were all painted the color of sand, desert camouflage base coat. Reacher knew exactly what they were. They were components from the Army's HET system, Heavy Equipment Transporter. This particular type of trailer was called the M747. Its matching tractor unit was called the M746. Both had been built by the Oshkosh Corporation in Wisconsin. Both had been taken out of frontline service after the Gulf War in 1991. Neither had proved sufficiently durable. Their task had been to haul Abrams battle tanks around. Battle tanks were built for tank battles, not for driving from A to B on public roads. Roads got ruined, tracks wore out, between maintenance hours were wasted unproductively. Hence, tank transporters. But Abrams tanks weighed more than 60 tons, and wear and tear on the HETs was prodigious. Back to the drawing board. The old generation hardware was relegated to lighter duties. But in this case, not much lighter. Each of the 8 trailers was loaded with a nose-to-tail pair of flasks or vats or containers. For some kind of liquid, clearly. But really big. Tens of thousands of gallons. Each unit was the size of 4 Volkswagens stacked 2 on 2, like bricks. The size of a small room. They were made of steel, rolled and folded and hydroformed and welded, like squat fat bottles, with a protective frame all around, the function of the bottle and the function of the frame so well integrated, it was hard to see where one finished and the other began. Overall, they were like rounded-off cubes about 12 feet long by 12 feet wide by 12 feet high, reinforced in places for strength and durability. The steel looked thick and solid. Maybe it was backed with an extra mineral layer. An innovation. But not a recent invention, because nothing in the chamber was recent. There was a thick layer of dust over everything, over the massive containers, over the flatbed trailers, over the concrete floor. Gray and spectral and undisturbed. Under the trailers, most of the tires looked soft. Some of them were flat completely. There were cobwebs. The scene was archaeological, like breaking through into a pharaoh's tomb. The first to lay eyes on it for 5,000 years. Or 20 years, maybe. The physical evidence was there. The age of the equipment, the dust, the perished rubber, the still air, the chill. It was perfectly possible to believe those trailers had been backed in 2 decades ago and detached from their tractor units, never to move again, and then walled off and left behind and forgotten. 8 trailers, 16 containers, 64 Volkswagens. The steel was painted bright yellow, now faded a little by dust and time. On the side of each one, at a modest size, no bigger than a basketball, was stenciled a design first sketched in 1946 by a bunch of smart guys at the University of California Radiation Laboratory, Smart guys with time on their hands, designing a symbol, coming up with what they thought was stuff coming out of an atom. Most people thought it was three fat propeller blades, black on yellow. Nuclear waste.